Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Under Taliban rule, Afghan women have lost hope, yet some are hearing the good news of Christ. Then, many say Lebanon's four-day school week is a short-term solution with long-term costs. Learn more about that story coming up. But we'll begin today in eastern Afghanistan, which has continued to reel with aftershocks since a 6.0 magnitude quake struck the last day of August. The death toll has now surpassed 2,200. But for local women, the quake is just one crisis among many. The UN reports that abuses of women's rights are being normalized under Taliban rule. Nehemiah with FMI heard directly from Afghan pastors about the social boycott women face.
Isolation has further increased levels of depression, anxiety, and hopelessness among women.
Over the last 4 years, Taliban restrictions have tightened on women's travel, education, employment, and even their voices. Yet in places of despair, the light of the gospel shines. It just has to be shared carefully. In Afghanistan and similar cultures, a man may only speak with a woman if they're related.
In many cases, FMI's pastors, their wives, their spouses are the ones who go and talk to these deprived women.
Recently, one pastor's wife showed the Jesus film to a dozen women. Pray that many more Afghans will know the hope of Christ.
Pray for their safety, the wisdom, and God open avenues and doors for these pastors and their wives so they can connect with other Afghan families, women, children, so they can do ministry.
Next, when toys lie in rubble and nights are shattered by explosions, children need hope beyond this world. Keys for Kids works to bring that encouragement to Ukrainian children, this time with a goal of 1 million copies. Greg Yoder says,
we've been actually able to distribute 600,000 copies of Keys for Kids and Unlocked into war-torn regions, not only Ukraine, but surrounding countries as well.
The children endure immense trauma facing the war while growing up and coping with fear and loss. Yoder recalls a story of a young orphan girl who wouldn't speak. As she drew pictures, it became clear why.
The little girl drew a picture of a dad figure, a mom figure, a couple of siblings, a house, an animal. And then one by one began crossing them off because all of them had died.
With stories like these piling up, the need for the gospel is urgent. Keys for Kids materials are designed to meet that need.
But it gives them someone and something to hope in, because our hope is not in this world. It's in Christ and Him rescuing us and saving us and having a relationship with Him.
Keys for Kids partners in Ukraine have requested 1 million devotionals to share God's word. You can join them in this goal. Connect through missionnews.org. And government school weeks in Lebanon are being cut back from 5 days a week to 4 so that teachers can supplement their salaries with part-time jobs. Private school prices are soaring because schools in southern Lebanon remain flattened by war and economic issues. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says,
600 students study in our own schools, one in the Bekaa Valley and the other one in southern Lebanon. All our students who are in those two non-formal education schools receive free education, because those are the ones who are suffering the most financially.
The organization is also sponsoring 700 other children attending Christian schools in the area.
It's our opportunity at Heart for Lebanon to stand in the gap, provide the proper academic education that students need, but also provide a holistic approach to a child's spiritual, social, and emotional upbringing.
So please pray for education in the country and the spiritual growth of the students. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio can carry the hope of Christ to people around the world? This month, Transworld Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy for free. Just click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.